Katy Country 94 weather.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models, including Cat Cummins, Detroit, PACCAR, and MaxForce. Most common clutches are in stock, and they have a 24-hour guarantee on install. They also offer performance tuning on all makes and models and have OEM software capability on all models, including PACCAR. They can service and repair your AC systems, all of this with bumper-to-bumper service and more. American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, just off Highway 24, Glen Elder.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 91. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 66. Clear skies again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 96. Dry with temps well above average Saturday and Sunday and highs near 100. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 81.
Hustle and Turf commercial mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or are a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like the 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industrial-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle whatever you throw at them. Build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler mower at Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas crop conditions declined after a week of extreme heat. Corn condition is rated 35% good to excellent with 62% dented. Soybeans are rated 37% good to excellent with 84% setting pods. And pasture and range conditions, 22% good to excellent. Topsoil and subsoil moisture is 32% adequate to surplus. Voters across the state of Kansas rejected school bond issues on Tuesday. The Sedgwick County Election Commissioner reported the $73.9 million school bond issue in USD 262 Valley Center did not pass. The unofficial count reported 2,159 voted against the bond, 1,983 against. According to a statement on the Valley Center School District website, those who live in the communities we serve have decided that now is not the time to move forward with additional classroom space and accommodations for every student. While the bond did not pass, the needs remain the same because several USD 262 schools are at or over capacity with students, and our district continues to grow. Classroom space will have to be addressed. Oberlin USD 294 voters said no to a $29 million bond issue for significant upgrades at the elementary and high school. The vote was 621 against and 362 for, according to the county election office. USD 214 Ulysses voters rejected a $44.75 million project to build a new middle school wing at Ulysses High School, transition it to a 7th through 12th grade campus. It also included new science labs and weight room, upgrades to all classrooms, and expanded shop areas, kitchen, and music rooms. The unofficial count overwhelmingly against, 929 votes against the bond issue, 241-4 in Ulysses. And finally, voters in USD 210 Hugoton overwhelmingly voted down a $36 million bond issue for safety improvements and classroom renovations, 893 against, 244 votes for. Couple of job openings to tell you about. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. The successful candidate should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, and a minimum of 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until position is filled. To apply, please contact contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Also, you could start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Beloit High School Fall Homecoming Week continues. Today it's Teacher Student Swap Day. Tomorrow, Trojan Pride Day. Wear your black and orange. The fall homecoming candidates include Brody Schroeder, Noah Gershner, Quinn Eilert, Maddox Waters, Bryce Beisner, Ashlyn Knight, Marley File, Peyton Remus, Allison Schroeder, and Miley Brown. The MCs of the event will be Jaden Brooks and Morgan Weston. Parade begins at 2:30 at the corner of South and Mill Street, goes north up Mill to 5th Street. The goal is to avoid Hersey as much as possible for traffic flow. And the pep rally community assembly will be at 3 o'clock at the high school gymnasium. The crowning of homecoming royalty, this has been changed. It's been moved an hour back. So crowning of homecoming royalty will be tomorrow night, Friday at 7:30 at Trojan Stadium, followed by the football game, which has been moved back an hour as well. Beloit Ellsworth football at 8 o'clock, which you can hear that on Z96.3 The Lake tomorrow night with pregame starting at 7:25 and live video stream at nckssports.com via the Beloit Trojan channel. The Brandon Augustine Memorial Ride and Poker Run will be this Saturday, September 2nd at the Glen Elder Square. Registration 8:30 in the morning. First bike car out at 9 a.m. $25 for three hands, $10 for one hand. Questions, call 545-5918. 2023 Glen Elder Tractor Cruise, the 16th annual Tractor Cruise in memory of Dan Geis and Calvin Bonert, will be this Saturday, September the 2nd. And the trip will be approximately 40 miles. This year's tractor drive proceeds will go to the Glen Elder Lions Club Scholarship Fund. For more information, contact Jim at 545-7082 or 545-3614. And there'll be a benefit breakfast and bake sale coming up Monday, September 4th from 7:30 in the morning till 10 in the morning at the Glen Elder Library. Breakfast burritos and biscuits and gravy and to-go boxes will be available. Proceeds will be given to James Davis Norman to help fight the battle of cancer. And the event is hosted by the Breast Friends Foundation. Items for bake sale can be dropped off at Central National Bank in Beloit or Cunningham Telephone Cable's office in Glen Elder. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
That fastball is belted to left field. And top of the wall and gone.
That solo homer from Bobby Witt Jr., the only run the Royals would score. They fall 4-1 to the Pirates on Wednesday. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We look at local sports. We have a schedule for today in cross country and volleyball, previewing cross country for the Beloit Trojans, an athlete of the week. College football tonight, including the Nebraska Cornhuskers opening their season, and also an update on the U.S. Open in tennis. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Results from the Varsity Cross Country Invitational at Tescott on Wednesday, as on the girls' side, team championship went to Osborne. The boys went to the Smoky Valley Home Educators. Kenzie Bachman of the Smoky Valley Home Educators won the girls' individual championship at 20-28-15. Kate Kendig of Osborne was third. Maya Schweitzer finished fourth for Osborne. And Ryan Berticelli was fifth. Boys individual champion was Carson Ford of El Salina at 16-24-27. And Johnny Hamill of Osborne finished in fourth place. You can find the complete varsity results at ncksports.com. High school cross country season continuing today and opening for other area teams. The Beloit, St. John's, and Concordia teams opening their season at the Concordia Invitational this afternoon. Beloit has eight runners out this season, six boys and two girls. Senior Lance Lundeen, the top returner after having made state each of his first three seasons. Beloit coach Brad Mason says his team is ready to go today despite a day that is forecasted to be in the mid-90s heat-wise.
It'll be a good kind of a barometer to kind of see where they're at, but it's going to happen, and they're actually pretty excited about it. I gave them an option if they wanted to compete Thursday, and this group of runners I have this year just really, really anxious to compete, and just they've had a good willingness to work hard at our practices.
Again, Ballot opens their season at Concordia starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. One other area cross-country team opening today, Southern Cloud at the Abilene Invitational at 4 o'clock. High school volleyball in the area today. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns hosting a triangular with Plainville and Northern Valleys. Things will start at 4 o'clock. Concordia's at Abilene at 5 o'clock. NCKL double duel. And Ballot's the Ellsworth triangular as they take on the host Ellsworth at 5 o'clock, following that against Ellenwood. Fans can catch those matches with Wade Gerstner on the online video stream at the Ballot Trojan channel at nckssports.com here this evening. Letting Trojans also feature our Athlete of the Week. Beloit Senior Miley Brown, the NCKSSports.com Cunningham Teleporting Cable Athlete of the Week, had an outstanding start to her final season on the volleyball court, helping lead the Lady Trojans to a third-place finish with a 3-2 record at the Hayes Maroon and Gold Tournament Saturday. After a junior season in which she was named a second-team All-State pick by Kansas Volleyball Association, Brown entered the 2023 season, needing just 27 kills to get to 1,000 for her career. She reached the Pete and Beloit's pool play match against Olathe West. For the weekend, Brown finished with 51 kills, now has 1,024 for her career. In the five matches played, her top mark came with 13 kills and a two-set win over Colby. She notched 12 kills in Blitz straight set win over the host school Hayes in the third-place match. Along with her kills, Brown also added 34 digs, 40 serve receives, and a team-high 10 service aces over the weekend. We'll announce the winners each week for the Athlete of the Week, and again, congratulations to Miley Brown of Beloit. This week's NCKSSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Visit the website for more information. One final local note, listen to our high school football locker room chats tonight on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com around 5:15, as we'll talk with the head coaches of St. John's, Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. If you missed our first locker room chats with the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge on Wednesday, you can always go back and listen on our locker room chat podcast at katycountry94.com. Well, as sort of the beginning of this sportscast, the Pirates finished off a three-game sweep of the Royals, winning 4-1 Wednesday night at Kauffman Stadium. Bobby Witt Jr. scored the only run for the Royals, hitting his 27th homer of the season in the fourth inning. Angel Zerpa took the loss on the mound. He gave up three runs on five hits and 5 2/3. Kansas City now just 41-94 on the season. They'll have today off before welcoming the Red Sox into town for three games starting on Friday. College football, there are multiple Week 1 matchups of note tonight. Nebraska will kick off the Matt Rhule era this evening as they begin Big Ten play right out of the gate at Minnesota. Rhule commented this week about Nebraska's defense getting back to their roots.
When I think about the black shirt, it's the way that they played. You know, it's the decimating, demolishing, vicious defense. You know, it's hitting the other team over and over. It's just the great defenses that have been here. And so whoever's going to go out and represent us, to me, the black shirt, it's not just, hey, I've achieved this. It's, I'm part of a legacy and I have to live up to it. And then I have to uphold it for the future. And so we want our guys to always understand when we talk about the past here that there's a legacy that we have to learn from. And then there's a legacy that we have to leave going beyond us. And so whoever's going to step up and be a starter for us on defense will wear the black shirt that week. And they have to play to that standard if they want to start for us.
In Nebraska and Minnesota kicking off at 7 o'clock tonight on Fox. Also of note, Missouri opens their season at 7 at home against South Dakota, while in the Big 12, UCF welcomes Kent State at 6 o'clock on FS1. The KU football team opens their season on Friday night at home against Missouri State. If you missed it this morning, we were joined by Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, to preview the season. You can go back and listen to that interview on our Sports Ticket podcast at katycountry94.com. Finally, in sports, round two of the U.S. Open began in tennis on Wednesday. On the men's side, number 2 seed Novak Djokovic rolled to a straight set win, but there were two big upsets. Number 5 Casper Ruud and number 7 Stefano Tsitsipas were both eliminated. 10 seeded American Francis Tiafoe won in straight sets, while number 14 seed Tommy Paul, the U.S., lost his first two but came back to win in five. On the women's side, there were no top 10 upsets. Top seed Iga Swiatek won in straight sets, as did 6-seeded American Coco Gauff. Number 4 seed Elena Rybakina advanced in a walkover. Round 2 of the U.S. Open finishes today at Flushing Meadows. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point to the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.